welcome to the Wingman Men's Moment podcast, where we're dedicated to guiding men on their journey to become more like Christ in every aspect of their life. We believe this is the place for inspiration, learning, and growth. In every episode, we're aiming to equip you with the tools and the wisdom to become the husband your wife cherishes, the father your children look up to, and the Christ-like example that influences those around you. You know, our mission is to nurture a community of men who are committed to living out their faith in every moment of their lives. Well, this is podcast producer John Delaney, along with Wingman Nation co-founders Randy Ferreira and Pastor Jay Dennis. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
How y'all doing today?
We're having a great day, my friend.
Having a great day. Okay, well, we're having a great day too, isn't it? It's nice and chilly out. And how's that making you feel, Jay? You okay? It's not killing you today?
You know, I am not a cold guy. I don't like cold weather, and it bothers a lot of things. I have lupus and arthritis. So if it's 75 to 80 degrees, I am a happy camper.
And that's a beautiful
thing. That's my happy place.
Well, that's why we live in Florida. Florida.
Yes.
There's four seasons in Florida. Summer, not summer. Oh no, it's still summer and February. So we're here.
February is my favorite month of the whole year, guys, here in Florida. It's just so good.
I got some jokes on that, but we can't say them on the air.
So.
No. Well, today we're wrapping up our two-part series, Who Would You Call at 2 a.m., where we're looking at the characteristics of the kind of other brother you need. Hey, Pastor Jay, would you kind of give the listeners a quick explanation of the meaning behind the characteristics of the kind of other brother that you need?
Yeah, thanks, John. We're looking at the relationship between Jonathan and David, one of the greatest friendships of history. And guys, we encourage you to read that out of 1 Samuel 18, and we have displayed these 10 characteristics that we see in the lives of Jonathan and David and how they bonded together in this kind of other brother relationship.
Thanks, Jay. This is some powerful stuff, and I think it really has the ability to change a man's life. And I think these last five, six through ten, really add impact to the power of having a connection to another brother, even if it's your own brother. So, let's get this rolling. Randy, take it away.
Hey, thank you, John. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Randy. So good to see you.
So we're finishing up. Who would you call at 2 a.m.? The characteristics of the kind of other brother you need. So in our last podcast, we looked at the first five of the 10 characteristics of the kind of other brother you need. And if you didn't hear that, please go back and take a listen to that on our other podcast. Really important. But we're discussing the subject today from the 31-day devotional that Pastor Jay had written previously. Who would you call at 2 a.m.? Finding your other brother. By the way, you can find that on our website for free, wingmannation.com, or at our new mensministries.com website, the number one men's ministry resource website on the web. So check those out.
Amen. Yes.
So the friendship of Jonathan and David is what we're talking about, is the best example of what true friendship looks like. We'll recap a little bit from last week. We shared five steps, and I'll go through those quickly. Number one, find your other brother. That's the key. Number two, determine who you could call at 2 a.m. Number three was understanding the concept of being knitted together as brothers. And number four, consider the greatest threat to men today, which is loneliness. Number five, you need someone who actively loves God. You have to have that brother that shares the same life and spirit as you do with the Lord. So let's pick up here with number six. So here we go. You need someone who is a giver, not a taker. You know, after David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. And that's 1 Samuel 18:1-3. So a great friendship is about not getting. Notice in 1 Samuel 18, 1 and 3 that Jonathan loved David as himself. He put David and his interests first and foremost, and he wanted David to succeed. Relationships, guys, are about giving, never taking advantage of people or using them for selfish purposes. So notice what happened in 1 Samuel 18:4. Jonathan took off his robe he was wearing and he gave it to David, along with his tunic and his sword, his bow and his belt. What an unselfish action. Jonathan honored David and was willing to forego becoming the king of Israel so David could become king instead. He gave up his rights to the throne. Amazing.
Yeah, that's unique and rare, guys, for sure. So friendship is about giving up your own rights for the benefit of another. Do you have a relationship with someone who would give up being a king for you? Think about that. That's the man for whom you're searching. They're out there, guys, but you must passionately seek God for that person and trust God to bring that person into your life, which leads us to number 7. You need someone who demonstrates vulnerability. 1 Samuel 18:4, Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic and even his sword, his bow, and his belt. Jonathan's gesture of taking off his robe and placing it on David speaks of his vulnerability, his transparency. In other words, Jonathan, through his action, is saying, I'm hiding nothing from you. I'm keeping nothing from you. He's laying aside anything that would prevent David from seeing and knowing the real Jonathan. David, this is the real me. That's what he was saying. He was not hiding behind a title or an ambition or a mask, pretending to be something or someone he was not. Friendship means getting real with another man. You take a risk and you bare your soul. You drop your defenses. Don't allow a failure or hurt from a past friendship prevent you from risking to find your other brother. Guys, we all know men who, because they have been burned in a relationship in the past, I'm talking about with another guy in the sense of an accountability or confidential relationship, that some way they got burned and now they're saying, I'm not going to ever get close to anybody again. That is a lonely place to be, and that's a dangerous place for a man to land.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you need a kind of friend with whom you can be transparent, sharing your deepest fears, your lowest moments, your bouts of that temptation that we all have, your struggles with doubt. But you also need a brother with whom you can share your victories and your wins with. You know, so many, you're so concerned sometimes to share it because you're going to feel they're going to be jealous or something's going to not. But you need that person who you can, you know, express the wins and the downs of life. It's just so important. So for one person to be vulnerable and the other person not to be, that's not true friendship. So it won't stand a chance if that's not the case. So
it won't. And can I give an example there? Just a quick example.
Sure. Yeah.
Several years ago, I was trying to befriend a certain guy. And I knew that maybe he was facing some of the same stresses that I was facing. So we went out to lunch and I began to bare my soul to this guy and just tell him some things that I knew he was stressed out about, too. But after I finished, he looked at me and he said, well, bless your heart. I'm so sorry that you're going through that. I don't face that, but I'll pray for you. And I'm going, this friendship is not going to work. It is dead on arrival.
DOA. Yeah, that's a great example. Yeah, that's really good. So number 8 is we need someone who has our back. And that's a big statement, a bold statement, but that's what we need. So, and here's an example. Saul told his son Jonathan and all the attendants to kill David. But Jonathan had taken a great liking to David, and he warned him, had his back. My father Saul is looking for a chance to kill you. Be on your guard tomorrow morning. Go into hiding and stay there, he said. I will go out and stand with my father in the field where you are. I'll speak to him about you and will tell you what I find out. So Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul, his father, and said to him, let not the king do wrong to his servant David. He has not wronged you, and what he has done has benefited you greatly. That's 1 Samuel 19:2-4. And Jonathan was just a loyal friend to David.
Yeah.
He had his back, guys, had his back. And that's what we need to look for in another brother. These men were committed to each other and had steadfast trust in their relationship. The covenant that they made meant they were brothers for life, brothers for life. It was a binding commitment before God and to each other. And that's what loyalty means. You know, loyalty means you accept a person and are always there for them, no matter who or what they are. Trust is the foundation of any relationship. And as Jay said earlier, if you got burned previously, you know, sometimes you share people things you shouldn't share with right away and you don't know them well enough. And then you get burned and then you're reluctant to do that in the future. But you need to find that person you can bear your soul with and not worry. In 1 Samuel 24, Jonathan said to David, whatever you want me to do, I'll do for you. In other words, I've got your back. You know, and this includes in bad times, too. Yeah. You know, guys, the stormy times, times of disappointment, times of disagreement, those times when loving someone is not easy.
Yeah.
Are the times you really need that person and you need to be that person.
Right.
This means being a friend, even when it costs us something. A true friend sticks with you no matter what. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for the time of adversity. And that's a Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity.
I love that verse.
Good verse.
That is so powerful. This kind of other brother says yes to you even before he knows what it is you're asking. You need to pray for a friend who has your back. But let's look at number 9. You need someone who's honest. In 1 Samuel 19:1-3, it says, Saul told his son Jonathan and all the attendants to kill David. But Jonathan had taken a great liking to David and warned him, my father Saul is looking for a chance to kill you. Be on your guard tomorrow morning. Go into hiding and stay there. I will go out and stand with my father in the field where you are. I'll speak to him about you and will tell you what I find out. Jonathan was honest with David, keeping their relationship real. He refused to flatter him. And you need to look up Proverbs 26:28 about flattery. God hates flattery. Someone defined flattery as saying something behind your back that they wouldn't say to your face. So no flattery. He didn't tell David what would make him feel better at the moment, but that ultimately would hurt him. No doubt it pained Jonathan to tell David that his father Saul was seeking to kill him. However, that information protected David's life. Honesty, truth, and transparency in a relationship protect your other brother from the enemy's lies. David trusted Jonathan, and Jonathan trusted David. Trust is built through being consistently honest with each other. You need a friend with whom you can share anything, even if it's awkward or embarrassing or, yes, painful. You need another brother who will not judge you for being real about how you feel or what you're going through. You know, when we're bearing our soul, we don't need a lecture and we don't need a sermon. We just need somebody who is there for us. You need someone who will be real with you. For a man to bear his soul to another brother and then not have him be real in return, as we said earlier, is disheartening. You are looking for that other brother who is so invested in the relationship that he will bear his soul to you as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, those are great words, because a lot of times you'll hear people talking and say, hey, yeah, how you doing? Well, yeah, my daughter did this or whatever. And they go, yeah, that's too bad. And well, my son did. And they start talking about themselves versus really engaging with you and trying to find out really what's going on. How can I help? What's going on? And, you know, instead of talking about themselves, and that's not what you're looking for. You want a true friend who doesn't care about what's going on in his life. That doesn't mean you shouldn't ask them after you've, you know, borne your soul to them. And that's part of the give and take. But you'll see that in most times when you're trying to find that other brother.
Right.
Interesting what you said too about Jonathan, you know, that trust and honesty, and, you know, Jonathan had a lot more to lose than most of us today. He could have died. His father probably would have killed him if he knew what he was saying to warning David, you know? So, for us, we don't have to worry about that part, but Jonathan, that's real trust, real friendship there.
It certainly is. So guys, we're just encouraging you to take the walls that you've built up around you for self-protection, begin to ask God to remove those walls and to take those walls down so you can be open to this kind of relationship, because it's going to be a lonely world if you don't.
Absolutely. So finally, number 10, you need someone who can keep a confidence. We've been talking about that. And it says, as for you, show kindness to your servant, for you have brought him into a covenant with you before the Lord. If I am guilty, then kill me yourself. Why hand me over to your father? Never, Jonathan said, if I had the least inkling that my father was determined to harm you, wouldn't I tell you? 1 Samuel 28:9. So a true friend, we keep seeing this over and over about Jonathan's commitment to David and David's commitment, but a true friend will never share things that should be kept confidential, regardless. I mean, Jonathan refused to tell his father, Saul, where David was hiding. He knew his father would attempt to kill David and probably kill Saul, Jonathan. Further, we see this confidentiality through a secret plan between David and Jonathan. It remained a secret. 1 Samuel 20:39 says, the boy who knew nothing about all this, only Jonathan and David knew, which was amazing in those times. So breaking a confidence may not kill a person, but it will definitely kill a relationship.
That's a great statement there, because it will kill a relationship. And I think we all have been in that situation where we've shared a confidence with someone, and then a week later or a few days later, we hear it back from someone else. And there goes the friendship.
Right. They went and told someone, like their wife or someone else, that should not have known.
Right. Now it becomes a, quote, prayer request when it's nothing more than disguised gossip.
Right. Exactly. It's like, dude, if someone tells you not to tell, don't tell.
Don't tell. Period.
I can just tell him because, you know, he and I have a no. That's the trust factor. Don't do it.
Yes.
Don't take it into your own hands and decide what sharing with someone else may be best for that person. That's the other thing. It was best that I say this to him. And, you know, that's you're just killing the confidence and trust level. You know, that brother has his reasons. So respect those reasons and zip your lips.
Yes.
Zip it. Don't sink the ship. Loose the sink ship. So it's his to share. And if he desires, but not yours to share.
It's really not. Guys, I think the older I get, the more I value confidentiality as maybe the number one characteristic of what I look for in another brother. If I know that I can trust that brother with the confidence, then I can trust him with anything.
So important. I agree with you guys big time.
I mean, it so is. I mean, you know, you don't want to slip because, I mean, John once told us he wears ladies' underwear. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
You never know what things like that could do to people.
I'm not wearing pants now. What are you talking about?
John.
let me read this article on our basketball coach.
Mike Krzyzewski.
Mike Krzyzewski on honesty and his teamwork. So Mike Krzyzewski, the men's basketball coach for Duke University since 1980, is basketball's all-time winningest coach. Most people know him as just Coach K.
That's easier to say.
Yeah,
Coach K. Can say his name.
But he's not just a coach. He's also a genius at creating teamwork. He's one of his. Here's one of his keys to success. I'm reading you. So in our program, he says the truth is the basis of all that we do. There's nothing more important than the truth because there's nothing more powerful than the truth. Consequently, on our team, we always tell one another the truth. We must be honest with one another. There is no other way.
And look at this winningest coach saying that.
Yep.
Be honest. Be real. You got to be real with some other brother that you can trust. And if you don't have that person, don't give up. Keep seeking God for that. Think about the godliest man or men you know and seek to build a relationship with them. And I'm telling you, guys are willing if you will just reach out to them. So guys, please take the opportunity to find your other brother.
Amen.
Well, these are all good characteristics, and we want you to, if you missed the first podcast on this, go back and listen to that, because we list 10 in all in total, and they can give you some great characteristics of who it is that you are looking for. But don't live in loneliness, gentlemen. Find that other brother. Yeah. Now, we have some exciting things coming up in the next two podcasts. We are pumped about tool time. What time is it? It's tool time. So we're going to be looking at some specific tools that men need in order to succeed in the Christian life. So I cannot wait till we begin to delve into that. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. We always appreciate your hearing this and you sharing it with other people, because that's the way this will get out. But until next time,
man up!
The Wingman Men's Moment podcast is brought to you courtesy of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry. Visit us at wingmannation.com.